Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, yes, it's been pretty something else. And as Brother Samuel was talking about the rain and storms and everything. Oh my, you know, Brother Tim and I went to Madison yesterday. And yes, we got there before it hailed, and it wasn't just too bad then. And then we stopped in Sun Prairie. By that time, it was starting to get wet and rainy and windy and so on. But you know, of course, we've been praying. And I know many of you were praying too. Those that heard the forecast, I thank you for your prayers. I saw that, Sister Sharon, and just so thankful that I've got praying brothers and sisters. But praise the Lord, you know, it was something as we were coming home from Sun Prairie at that point to Beaver Dam. it was light. I mean, it got light. The rain actually stopped toward Beaver Dam. It was, you know, quite dark. I believe in other directions, but as we got towards Beaver Dam, it got light. There was actually some sun, and it, like Brother Samuel said, the storms went around us, and oh my, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we don't realize, you know, how close we are to trouble, and it could be on so many fronts, on so many sides, but God goes before us. And that's an amazing, amazing thing. We just sang those wonderful songs, you know, about the winds and the tempests and so on, the rain, and not being afraid, you know, in so many ways. And thank God, you know, we have the Lord. And wow, he's just a prayer away. And we can talk to him. We can communicate with him. And praise the Lord how he changes things. How he changes things. It's pretty amazing. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be able to put our life in the hands of our God. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray as we begin here tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, for the wonderful things that you have done. Oh, yes, Lord. There's so much we don't even know, things you have protected us from and all the ways you have helped us. And oh God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh God, that you are in charge. Oh, despite these perilous moments when, oh my, we just can hardly believe what we're seeing, I thank you that you know the way, Lord, and you are here. You are here to help us no matter what, Lord. Oh God, those that put their faith and their confidence in you, Lord. And oh God, we thank you, Lord. We pray that you would be with each and every one of your children, Lord. Oh God, that you would inspire us tonight, that you'd talk to us tonight, Lord. Oh God, that you'd hear us tonight, Lord. Oh God, we do put this service into your hands. Oh God, you know where we are, you know our needs. And oh God, you're with each and every one of your people, Lord. Oh, we do thank you, Jesus. We do praise you, Lord. I pray that you give me the words, the authority, the ability, the anointing. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that, oh, Lord, you'd use this word for your name's sake. In Jesus' precious name, by the power of the blood, Lord, in Jesus' name, we come to you, Lord, and ask you to have your way in our hearts and, oh, God, in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, yes, God is pretty amazing, and I hear the rains out there right now, but I think that was Sunday. I was leaving Faith House, and it was doing the rain thing again, and I believe, let's see if I could just recall how this was. It had been raining, and I walked out to the car, and it stopped. And I got home and just got inside my house, and it started pouring. It was phenomenal. It's just, I just closed the door and it started pouring. So wow, there's no question, we have a God who looks over us.
Amen.
Amen. We are so privileged to know him. Wow, it's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to kind of just start with some of the study that we began last week. I really didn't get very far. We were so privileged to have my granddaughter and her friend Alex with us last week, and he wants to study more. So pray for Alex, and yes, pray that, Carla has a great desire to share the gospel, I believe, and pray for her too, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. So we're going to go forward. We're going to call this, We Have Found Him. We have found him, amen. And oh my, I'm going to just start with one of the scriptures I began with last week. Praise the Lord from Psalms chapter 14. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, the longing of the heart. Those that lived on the other side of Calvary can imagine how that was a little bit, maybe. I don't even want to imagine it, frankly. Because we so depend upon the Lord, and they depended upon the Lord too, but it's a little different on this side. Oh my, in so many ways. But here, Psalms 14, verse 7. Oh, it expresses the longing of the heart. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, there was such anticipation there when that sin captivity would be taken off. And oh, yes, they knew the real salvation of the Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Talk about tidings of great joy, which the angels were able to announce to the shepherds who were in the field. Oh, yes. And we are so privileged, oh yes, to know of our salvation, to know of our Savior, know what he has done for us, amen. I like also how it tells us here in Isaiah chapter 52, where it's foretelling the coming of Jesus Christ. It says in verse 6, Isaiah 52 verse 6, therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. It says the watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Praise the Lord. He says, break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's so beautiful. And yes, he hath comforted his people. He has sent the comforter. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can know the Lord, that the Holy Ghost, oh yes, falls upon us. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, we are filled with the comforter, with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Oh, how he has redeemed his people. But oh yes, he made bare his holy arm. Oh yes, God manifest in flesh came there and there on the cross. What was he doing? Oh yes, he was making bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Praise the Lord, to bring forth salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Yes, he foretold John 12, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will dwell all men. I will draw all men unto me. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We have such a need to praise the Lord, because, oh, he has done so much to bring us salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, as it was foretold. Oh, the beautiful passage also in Isaiah 59 tells us, Verse 16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Praise the Lord, the arm of God extended. Oh yes, as he put on a robe of flesh to come to this world. Oh yes, as an extension of Almighty God to bring forth salvation. And yes, his righteousness, it sustained him. Oh, praise the Lord, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Oh yes, Jesus Christ coming into the world with a plan and with a purpose. Of course, oh, that day when he returns, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. Oh yes, as he comes, oh yes, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to judge, oh, every individual who has ever walked this earth. Amen. And oh yes, he puts on vengeance. Oh yes, as he has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Amen. He's coming. That day is ahead of us. Very soon, it sure does seem at this moment. Tells us, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, praise the Lord. And we have that standard. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. To come before us. Oh, my. Oh, so that we can resist the evil, so we can resist the devil. Amen. Oh, yes. When we are being opposed, when the enemy comes in to try to drown us out, praise the Lord, we have the Spirit of the living God to come in to lift that standard. Oh, my. So, yes. We have all that help from on high. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, to bring that aid that we need, that present help in the time of trouble. Amen.
Amen.
And it tells us, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Yes, Jesus Christ coming upon the scene to save his people from their sins. Amen. Yes. His name was called Jesus. Oh, it means Savior. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. He came to seek out his people. Oh, yes. So that we could turn to him in repentance. We could turn our lives over to him and obey the gospel call. Amen. To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's I go to the New Testament here for a minute anyway. And we're turning again to John, the first chapter. I just want to go over a short portion of last week here. Praise the Lord. I just found that so very exciting. Praise the Lord. But let's just go to John, the first chapter here. And I guess we'll start with verse 39.
What verse?
Well, let's just see. Oh, maybe I better turn. Maybe we better start with verse 37. John had just declared, that's John the Baptist, had just declared, as he saw Jesus walking, behold the Lamb of God. And earlier he had said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And two of John's disciples heard him say this, heard John the Baptist say this, and they followed Jesus. Verse 37. And then it tells us in verse 38, then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? And they saith unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he, being Jesus, saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour, about 4 p.m., kind of getting later. And it tells us in verse 40, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Amen. You know, he couldn't hold it in. You know, you could imagine it. You know, he was following Jesus, and you know, the understanding, the revelation came to him who Jesus was. And I could just sense the excitement. Oh, I'm just going to find my brother. I'm just going to find Simon. And oh my, so he found him and brought him to Jesus. Oh yes, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And oh yes, we know that. Oh yes, Jesus would give him the keys to the kingdom. And oh yes, he would open the door of salvation on the day of Pentecost. Oh yes, and also to the Samaritans and also to the Gentiles in Acts the 10th chapter. Oh yes, but anyway, it tells us in verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. And it explains, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, what a wonderful unfolding comes forth as oh they bring the others to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Nathanael coming to Jesus, and you know his comments there in verse 46, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And then when Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Well, there was, you know, no deceit in Nathanael. And Jesus saw his heart. He knew, oh, yes, his whole nature there and how, oh, yes, he was striving, oh, my, to be without guile. And praise the Lord, he made that statement. That's pretty profound. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And you know, Nathanael knew, oh my, this is all clicking together, these individuals here. You got Andrew and you got Simon who became Peter, and you know you got Philip and now Nathanael, and you know God is working and they're understanding who Jesus is. It tells us in verse 49, Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. He knew it. He perceived it in his heart right away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Oh my, and what wonderful things are ahead for the children of God. Oh yes, as the heavens unfold, and oh, we see Jesus, and we stand before him. Oh my, oh, we have much to look forward to when our lives are wrought in Christ. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, but this is exciting. As you know, these individuals were introduced to Jesus, and they were understanding who he was. So many did not have those eyes to see or ears to hear, but here, oh yes, we have these individuals that became easily convinced that Jesus was indeed the Christ,
the Son of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, the Messiah. Oh, yes, the Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And yeah, I can just sense the excitement, oh, in finding Jesus. Oh my, have you found Jesus in your heart? Oh my, are you a believer? Because oh my, what joy, oh, comes into our life when we know Jesus. Oh, when he comes into our lives and begins to change us and make us who we need to be in him. Praise the Lord, and his word comes alive to us as individuals. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. But yes, Philip, when he found Nathanael, he said again, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now, as you know, we go into our study, we're going to go into some prophetic declarations that were written long before Jesus came onto the scene. But oh my, we did go to Genesis 3:15 last week, and I'm just basically going to read it right now, because that was, oh my, I believe the first promise of a Savior that came, you know, that would come into the world to redeem Adam and Eve and those that would follow, oh my, after sin entered into the world. But oh yes, God said, oh, as he was putting curses upon the world, actually upon man and woman, and yes, particularly upon the serpent in this 15th verse, who was filled with the devil. What can you say? It was the devil that infiltrated him. So yes, it represented the devil in reality. And God is speaking in verse 15 of Genesis 3, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And yes, that bruise to the head of Satan was fatal. Oh my, yes, he was bruised. Oh my, at Calvary. And oh my, it's never the same after that point. Praise the Lord, amen. Amen, oh no, yes, the completion of that will happen, oh yes, when Jesus returns to this earth and judges all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, it may have been like the bruise, that Jesus's heel was bruised, but oh my, you know, that was bruised for our salvation. But oh, that fatal wound that was pay to Satan, thank God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord, for his end is in sight. Amen. And oh, things were never the same after Calvary. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, another place I'd like to go is also because there's the reference to Moses. And we have another reference to the coming Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah, in Genesis 49, and I'd like to read it. Genesis 49, verse 10. It says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." And Shiloh is a symbolic name for the ruler that reigned in Judah. And yes, Jesus Christ came from the tribe of Judah. So in particular, this is referencing he who was to come, Jesus Christ. And oh yes, when it talked about the scepter, oh, the scepter is a staff that is held by a sovereign individual, so-called, which is an emblem of their authority. So that scepter was not going to depart from Judah until Shiloh came, or also included there is the lawgiver, and Jesus was the lawgiver manifested in flesh to come to save his people. Praise the Lord.
and has told us, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus came to gather his people, oh, to save them, and oh, yes, to bring us together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. He, through his salvation, draws all his people unto himself. Again, as it tells us in John 12, verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And yes, Jesus came to gather his people together. Praise the Lord. And he's still doing it. Amen. There's still some time. And the family of God, oh my, is still growing. Praise the Lord. There's still that lost sheep out there that yet needs to be gathered. Amen. And Jesus is there to gather his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, oh yes, another area in the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. We're going to Deuteronomy right now. And excuse me, I don't know, did I say Numbers? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. There are five books of Moses. And so we're going to an important place in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy. Praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. If you would turn there with me, amen. And this is a very important reference, and it's referenced in later places. We'll be going through some of them, Lord willing. Praise the Lord. But let's just look at this chapter. And it's a pretty potent chapter here in so many ways. And you know, for sure, God wanted his people to be his own special people that did not partake in the manner of evil and abominations that the other nations were familiar with and did so. And you know, it's told us, you know, verse 9, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Tells us, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. And oh my, you know, if these things were, you know, an abomination to God in the times of the past, they certainly are still such in God's sight. You know, a necromancer would be one who alleged to communicate with the dead. And, you know, all these practices are still familiar today. And, you know, sad to say, I believe there would be even some God-professing people that would be involved in such. Astrology is certainly in this category. And, oh my, all these other, you know, descriptions here, they need to be heeded because, oh my, they were abominations to God in times of old, and they are still abominations in the sight of the Lord. And that certainly was his desire, that his people would not learn after the ways of the heathen. It's explained, verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God shall drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. It was absolutely forbidden in the eyes of God. Amen. And oh my, you know, to predict the future, and oh my, to look at the sun and the moon and the stars and try to make predictions. And you know, it goes beyond oh so many other, you know, details that they, you know, they try to look at and you know, make predictions and you know, all that. chanting and all the other devices that they use to try to tell the future and predict things. God has not ordained that with his people. Oh my, not the way that the heathen did it. But oh my, it says, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and unto the diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. And then, oh my, there's a wonderful prophetic utterance here in verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. So they weren't going to need all these devices of the heathen people. No, they were being told that one day a prophet would come forth from God Almighty. Oh, yes, of their brethren, like unto Moses, like unto me. Moses is the one that's giving the word here in Deuteronomy chapter 18. And oh my, it tells us, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And let me just go back there so you know what is being referenced here. If we go back to the book of Exodus here, and in the 19th chapter of Exodus, yes, God had instructed Moses that the people were to prepare, because God was going to come and talk to them on the third day. And so they, you know, there were going to be restrictions. He was going to set bounds that they, you know, could not touch. They're here at Mount Sinai at this moment, and they had camped around this very important mount of God. And so God has, you know, he instructed Moses, you know, I'm going to speak to these people. And, you know, and indeed, you know, he made it known that they were to be a peculiar treasure unto him above all people there in verse 5, for all the earth is mine. And you know, they were going to be unto him, unto God, a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. And then God gave Moses the words that he needed to speak to the children of Israel. And so, yes, it's foretold, and yeah, they are told that God is going to come in a thick cloud that the people may hear him speak. And so Moses has the job now to prepare the people for this moment, and yes, they are to get ready, and even, you know, symbolically to wash their clothes and to be clean and all of this. So it happens on the third day, verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. And the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud said that all the people that was at the camp trembled. Here's God, and he's speaking, and his voice is exceeding loud, so loud, you know, there's no way you could escape it, as the voice of the trumpet. And oh yes, you know, there's thunders and lightnings. Oh my, we've had a little bit of that lately, and you know, it's awesome. Oh, it's like God speaking. Oh, yes, when those thunders roll. Oh, there's a lot of power in those thunders and lightnings. Praise the Lord. And so there's a thick cloud. It's upon the mount there. And oh, yes, and God's going to speak to them. So it tells us, verse 17, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. See how important this moment was? Oh, they were coming forward to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mountain. So, oh yes, they're at the lower end of the mountain. And it tells us more description in verse 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke. because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. I mean, if we can just see this vivid description here, the whole Mount Sinai, it's like it's on fire. There's a great smoke that's in, you know, upon it, and the Lord's there in the fire. And he's speaking to them. He's making himself known. They have come there to meet with God.
Amen.
And the whole mount is shaking. It's shaking. Can you imagine this? Oh my, as the smoke is upon it, and oh, like a fire, God is coming down, descending upon it. And it tells us in verse 19, and when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. So anyway, God is manifesting himself. And yes, he told the people that there are bounds that are made. You know, you've got to stay away. You can't, you know, get too close, you know, and so on, lest you perish. And then God spake the Ten Commandments to them, and that's revealed in the 20th chapter of Exodus. And, you know, as you know, it's all brought out, you can read it very clearly, verse by verse there, starting with verse 2, and, you know, all the Ten Commandments are given. And even with verse 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's, it tells us. And you know, it tells us in verse 18, there in the 20th chapter of Exodus, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They were afraid. They were afraid of the voice of God. They were afraid of these manifestations. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let us not. Or, I'm sorry, I didn't quite do that. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Oh my. But oh yes, I believe God manifested himself in that way so that they would have enough sense to fear God as he was demonstrating his great might and power. And oh yes, all of that was shaking and on fire, and the smoke, and oh, the voice as a sound of a trumpet. And oh yes, the people were afraid, and you know, instead of getting closer, they were going back. And oh, Moses, you go talk to God. We're afraid, you know. We're afraid that, you know, we will die. This is so beyond, you know, what we could deal with. So, you know, Moses went to be with God. Moses wasn't afraid. Oh, what a man of God, you know. It says Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. All of the shaking, all of the on fire, all of that. But Moses isn't afraid. Oh, it's so amazing. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth shalt thou make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou has polluted it. Oh, God did not want his people doing the ways of the heathen. Oh my, they needed to follow God and listen. And oh yes, he wanted, God wanted his fear to be upon them so they would not forget. They would not forget. Oh, our human tendency to forget. And it gets us into so much trouble. Oh my, how we need those reminders. But God had manifested himself in such a way so, oh, you know, they could say God had talked to them. Oh my. And then he ended the portion there, verse 26. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. So, oh my, yeah, there's a bit to this, but God wanted his people, oh, to live according to his ways and not do the abominations, oh, the terrible abominations of the heathen. An abomination is something that God hates. And if he hated it back then, I declare he hates it right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So back here to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Yes, yeah, so verse 15, there's a prophetic utterance because, you know, it was going to be needful. God was mercifully going to raise up a prophet like unto Moses in that sense of thy brethren, of, you know, of the Jewish nation. And of course, you know, if we go back to Genesis 49, he was going to be, you know, that lawgiver from the tribe of Judah. But anyway, you know, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall ye hearken. And then it says, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. See, yeah, they were too overwhelmed and they couldn't bear it. Oh, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. There, that reference from Exodus chapter 20. Amen. Amen. And it says, and the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. And oh, it goes on to say, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto me, or like unto thee, I'm sorry, he's referencing to Moses, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So yes, it's being told the one that would come, that prophet, the one that would come, oh yes, God was going to put his words in his mouth. Amen, and he would speak them forth, just as God was revealing himself to the Israelites there at Mount Sinai, and they didn't want to hear, but oh God, his eternal plan, he was going to manifest himself in flesh, oh yes, to raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, like unto Moses in that sense. And yes, God's words would be in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And the dire importance of listening and heeding. Verse 19, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Oh my. And oh my, we don't want to say things presumably. By presumption, you know, it tells us in verse 20 here in this 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? Here's a telltale evidence. Verse 22, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Praise the Lord, all of this that we need to heed to. But oh yes, there was this utterance given that the Lord would raise unto them a prophet from the midst of them. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so this was in the minds of the Jewish nation, and they understood that one day one would come who would fulfill these scriptures here in Deuteronomy. So as Jesus came onto the scene, we see that there was wonderment. In John, the first chapter, we see that those that came to John the Baptist were striving to understand who John was. Let's just look at some of this here. John, the first chapter here. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1, it tells us, starting with verse 18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And now we have the record of John that he's going to bring forth here in verse 19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he, being John the Baptist, confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah. I am not the anointed one. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias, or Elijah, in other words? And he saith, I am not. And then another ask, art thou that prophet? So here we have that reference to Deuteronomy 18. Verses 15 and verse 18 in that 18th chapter. And so, yes, they're referencing that prophetic material that was given there by Moses there through the voice of God there in Deuteronomy 18. So they asked, art thou that prophet? And, you know, John denied. He answered, no. And then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And of course, his reply was, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah, which was, you know, referenced from Isaiah 40, verse 3. Praise the Lord. So there again, you see that they had this in their minds that that one was to come. Oh yes, that one that God would raise up, that prophet from among them. You know, that version, that one would who would come and walk among them and be among them. Amen. Amen. And interestingly, a little later, in Matthew, the 11th chapter, when John isn't quite sure, he's cast into prison, and you know, he just wanted clarity in the 11th chapter of Matthew that Jesus was indeed the Christ. And, you know, how does he ask it then? You know, he has some of his disciples come and find Jesus and you know, inquire there. Matthew 11 and verse 3, It's asked here, and said unto him, and said unto Jesus, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? So again, John was looking for clarification. You know, he wanted to make sure that Jesus was indeed the Christ. And of course, how did Jesus answer? He answered in verse 4, and then went on to do many wonderful works. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. I'm sure all of those things that witness the reality of Jesus' person, that he was indeed the Messiah, that he was indeed that prophet that should come into the world, I'm sure it was enough for John the Baptist to realize indeed Jesus was that one. Amen. Amen. But oh yes, more continues here. If we go to John, the 6th chapter, we see that again, oh my, there is, some understanding in this direction also. John 6. And this follows right after Jesus has done the miracle there, when he multiplied the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes, and now managed miraculously to feed 5,000 men plus women and children. You know, it's such an amazing thing. But it tells us as the aftermath of this miracle, verse 14 here in John, the 6th chapter, it tells us, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. So there, that understanding from Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 and verses 18, are very clear. They are getting it, and it's amazing. You know, they are actually uttering that, you know, very positively here in this 14th verse. This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. And then, because they have this understanding, they want to take Jesus by force and make him a king. And he perceives it in his heart, obviously, in verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Oh my, but you see, they're beginning to get it and beginning to understand, you know, that this is he. Yes, as is those 4 that were mentioned in the 1st chapter of John were understanding, and now many more after the miracle, the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, oh yes, they had held to this, looking for this prophet that should come into the world. There had been, oh yes, an understanding, and those that had looked for this day. Amen. Amen. And then, oh yes, it's quoted there in Acts, the 3rd chapter, this passage from Deuteronomy. There we have Peter, who's also preaching again as he preached on the day of Pentecost here, the short time after the miraculous healing of the man who had been lame from his mother's womb, and all the aftermath that followed that. Praise the Lord, oh my, it was such an amazing wonder, this man who had never walked a day in his life. Oh yes, when Peter and John came before him and, you know, looked upon him, or as he looked upon them, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And praise the Lord, it happened. It happened that man, as Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, that strength immediately came into his feet and ankle bones. Praise the Lord. Oh, this is indeed a wonderful miracle. And this man who had never walked a day of his life, oh, before that moment, he leaped up. Oh, and he stood and he walked and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Oh, praise the Lord. And it tells us, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. It could not be denied, and they all knew who he was. They were filled with wonder and amazement. They knew that this was a man who had sat, I assume, for years and years and years by the gate, beautiful, begging for alms. But now he was healed. Now he would not have to sit there and beg any longer. A great and wonderful, amazing miracle had come forth. Amen. So it was. And oh yes, as the crowd began to gather, and oh yes, as the questions began to be asked, oh, Peter brings forth another wonderful message. Praise the Lord. It tells us, as we look at verse 11, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? Oh, yes, it's the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. And oh, Peter, you notice his boldness here. Oh, he's been converted now. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And here he's addressing these very people. Oh, yes, who had denied Jesus Christ and, oh, desired that a murderer, Barabbas, oh, would be granted to them rather than Pilate releasing Jesus. Oh, my, but here is Peter as he, oh, speaks forth boldly. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Oh, Peter isn't sugarcoating anything, is he? You notice his boldness. And oh, yes, he's telling them, no, it's not by my might, it's not by my power. Oh, no, 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 it's through the name of Jesus. Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Oh, praise the Lord, this miracle, it was through the name of Jesus. Amen. And oh, yes, Peter, again, as he is addressing these very people who had said, crucify him on behalf of Jesus. Oh, he says in verse 17, here in the Acts, the third chapter, and now, brethren, I want that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. And oh, yes, there are so many verses and, oh, yes, scriptures that are laid out, oh, that tell very clearly how Jesus Christ would suffer the death, that, oh, yes, he would die and everything else. But it had been fulfilled. And oh, yes, now Peter is able to address this crowd. And oh, he tells them, verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, these wonderful moments when Jesus Christ comes down. Oh, yes, oh, that which follows. Oh, when we repent of our sins, when we turn away from those awful deeds of the past. Oh, that wayward way of thinking. Oh, that was a part of our lifestyle. Oh, yes, and part of the natural man. But, oh, yes, they are being told very clearly, oh, repent ye therefore and be converted. Oh, yes, it's going to take the Holy Ghost to change us. Oh, yes, to make us what we ought to be in Jesus Christ. And he says that your sins may be blotted out. Oh, praise the Lord, baptism is for the remission of sins. And praise the Lord knows how to blot those out so that, oh yes, they are not a part of us anymore. Oh, they have been taken from us, praise the Lord, and
Amen.
Buried in God's sea of forgetfulness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And oh, he talks about the times of refreshing. Oh, how we need the times of refreshing that come from the very presence of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, when he comes down. Oh, yes, when we feel those touches. Oh, when we can tell, oh, that God is indeed real and in our midst, walking among us. Oh, talking to our hearts. Oh, changing us, encouraging us, strengthening us. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he sends forth Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the Holy Ghost, the Ghost being the spirit of a departed one who comes to dwell in our very being, to make his abode within our very person. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Peter is telling them. Oh, yes, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Oh, praise the Lord, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. All these prophetic utterances, oh, that began, oh, there, even as man had first sinned there, as they were being expelled from the Garden of Eden. All those prophetic utterances, oh, that would, oh, give them hope. Give them hope in a world that would otherwise be hopeless. Praise the Lord. And here is Peter. He's preaching to them. Oh, yes, he's telling them, oh, those that had allowed Jesus to be crucified. But praise God, God had raised him from the dead. And oh, yes, they were witnesses of that. And now, yes, they'll just heed. Repent and be converted that their sins may be blotted out. Oh, yes. Oh, when those times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, my. When you're in God's presence, oh, my. There's nothing to compare. That peace, that joy, that strength, oh, that enablement that comes, oh, yes, from the presence of the Lord. Oh, old Israel, they were afraid of God. God came to speak to them on Mount Sinai. Oh, all those manifestations, they couldn't see his person. Oh, my, because he would manifest himself, you know, as Jesus Christ, you know, years and years from that point. But oh, my, he was trying to talk to them. And they were afraid, and they said, oh, Moses, you know, you talk to God. We're afraid. We're afraid we're going to die. This is just so much. You know, the mountain is shaking. It's on fire. The smoke coming down. Oh, he's speaking as a trumpet that grows louder and louder and louder. And oh, we're afraid. Oh, my, we don't want to hear the voice of God. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came to restore that which was lost, to bring hope from all that situation that made us, oh my, without that fellowship that Adam and Eve had at first known. And oh, praise the Lord, yes, he came forth, oh, to bring the deliverer, to bring that prophet among them. Oh, yes, that one that God would raise up was Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, we're told very clearly, verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, until this is all over. You know, then Jesus Christ will come forth. I think that verse is pretty clear, isn't it? Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things.
Amen.
It's all complete. It's over, you know, a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise the Lord, the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The fulfillment of all things. All the things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And then he's going to quote from Deuteronomy 18, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Oh, it's so important that we give heed to the voice of God, to the words that are written in his book. Oh my, it's not going to be good for those that ignore and reject that which is written in the Holy Scripture. It's not going to be good, oh, at that moment when, oh my, Jesus Christ comes forth. You know, it's no wonder that Jesus said to the Jews that he was instructing there in the 8th chapter of John, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh, it was told them, oh my, very clearly, the necessity to believe that Jesus is indeed the Christ. Oh, that prophet, that one that should come into the world, the one that God would raise up unto them of their brethren, like unto Moses. Oh, the necessity of hearing him. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And yes, quoting there from Deuteronomy, verse 22, which I just read, and verse 23 now again, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Oh, we need to give heed, how we need to listen. Oh, this Bible contains the words of life. Oh, words that will lead us to heaven if we only listen and give heed and turn our hearts over. Oh my, yes, amen. There's so much hope. There's so much promise, and it will be fulfilled. And then, oh yes, Peter went on to say, verse 24, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. Oh, they're quoting from Genesis 22 for one place. Amen. Amen. Verses 17 and 18. And thus he ends his sermon. Verse 26, unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord, the greatest blessing of all. Praise the Lord, the Savior that would come into the world to take away our sins. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are so blessed. There is no blessing to compare to that.
Amen.
The purpose and the plan of God. Oh, yes, again, yes, they did not want to hear God on Mount Sinai. They did not want to be instructed by the thunderous voice that spoke unto them. But in the midst of that dilemma, the promise that came forth. Oh yes, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the amazement of it all. Oh, oh yes, verse by verse. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. Oh my, it all came to pass. Praise the Lord, until that moment when, oh, Peter could preach to that crowd that had denied and rejected Jesus Christ. Oh, that crowd that had crucified him. But oh, praise the Lord, there still was hope. Oh, praise the Lord, despite that, believing in faith. Oh, on the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, and by turning from their waywardness. Oh, yes,
their sins. Oh, praise the Lord, they could repent and be converted. Praise the Lord that their sins would be blotted out. Praise the Lord. In those times, a refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Oh, that's such a beautiful thing. He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Jesus Christ, who comes to live in our hearts, to abide with us. Oh, to make himself known unto us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that we might overcome this world, that we might know that peace that passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might have a hope beyond this world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, all those things that were spoken, oh, yes, are yea and amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, one of these days, oh, yes, he will come forth again. Oh, yes, this time not to save us from our sins. No, that's already been done. But oh, this time to gather his people. Oh, yes, and to judge this world in righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God. Oh, the door of salvation is still open and we can still come forth. Oh, yes, and believe. Oh, that prophet that came from God. Amen. The man Christ Jesus, God manifested in the flesh. Oh, yes, who came to this world knowing full well, oh, what he would have to do to save us from our sins. Yes. Meaning that he would have to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. But praise the Lord, in so doing, he was buying us back. He was redeeming us. He was restoring that fellowship that was lost, oh, because of sin. Praising the Lord, he was, oh, giving us a hope beyond this world. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord, oh, the deliverer, oh, yes, who came, oh, yes, to seek and to save those that were lost, amen, oh, yes, to restore our fellowship, yes, as it tells us, Isaiah 59, verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, oh, such, oh, wow, such a gift by our humbling ourselves to acknowledge our sin, to turn our lives over to God, to repent, and let the Lord change us. Let him convert us. Oh, let him pour out of his spirit upon us. Amen. Oh, and grant us his salvation. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank God. We are indeed blessed. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. Oh, God, I pray that you would talk to each and every heart, Lord. Oh, God, cause us all to be right and ready for thy coming. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you came to this world. Oh, God, is that prophet, oh, Lord, oh, that you had foreordained. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, a deliverer, a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In closing, we're going to open our chorus books to number 66 and sing Jesus, I'll Never Forget What You've Done For Me, number 66. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've be free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.